Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 266, Power Rangers in Space, episode 16, titled Flashes of Darkonda.
It aired May 16th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Jonathan Zacher. Episode 16 aired on the 16th. It's gotta be lucky. It's lucky. That's a lucky birthday. I don't know why I said birthday. So
what?
So cards on the table for you. There has been no interruption in the schedule.
Yeah.
We have not recorded since March. So like maybe you're a little feeling this up again.
Look, we're just like learning again.
We're just like it's a constant fun. Learning process. If you're new here, what we do is we watch.
What we do is every episode we learn how to podcast again.
We delete all of the podcast knowledge we've acquired and we start over. No, we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because it's in space. It's doing some pretty good stuff. It's a Friday episode, but I think we're going to do emails after, because we got like one email.
Okay.
One or two emails. And we didn't do them for the last three episodes because we've had guests and stuff. So we'll probably do that after the break. But I do want to say I did watch Power Rangers the movie a second time with my mom. This is what my mom said. Takes a long time to say not a lot of stuff.
That's similar to what I said. But the way I worded it was you can cut half of the first half of the movie.
Yeah. I liked it a lot better the second time. I would upgrade it from a B minus to a B, which is good. A B is average.
A C is supposed to be average.
Not at my school.
D's are passing grades.
Well, yes and no.
Maybe not in college terms,
because
but like D's got me out of high school. So.
In my high school,
I got those nice D's in high school.
Josh, no. You said.
You're right. I did say that. I did say no D jokes.
Jokes. And then here we are. No. Basically, on second viewing, like knowing what's coming and like being ready for it, there is still some like grade F minus minus Dookie from the garbage can writing.
Yeah, it's never going to be well written.
Yeah.
No amount of watching can make the writing better.
No, it just like it. The second time just like highlighted the bad stuff and the good stuff. So like that last act, like when they are morphed and, you know, power ranging is pretty cool. But start to finish, it's less than 20. It's like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is a sixth of the movie.
But the second movie.
In and out all the time.
Should be an hour and a half of that.
I want a solid hour. I want 60 minutes of not. In a row, you can space it out over the movie.
Right.
But I want 60 full minutes of Power Rangers, please.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
And I think it made its budget back. I will check on when we go watch it, but I think it made its money, which usually means sequel. So anyway, just wanted to get that out. Now on to Flashes of Darkonda.
Let's rock it!
5, 4.
We're back, and we just talked about Boss Baby for a solid 6 minutes. You can hear that on the Patreon, but we just watched.
This is John Cena's hands all over again,
oh,
so
God.
Buckle up, everybody.
We just watched Flashes of Darkonda. It was so long ago now.
This is Boss Baby. It's been overwritten by Boss Baby. All I know now.
So in Boss Baby, there is a forever
baby.
Puppy. I don't want to talk about it. Morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphingrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating and review in any of those places, that'd be real awesome. I haven't personally checked out Podknife before, but by the next episode I will have, because I will have had some time, and I will give you a full update, because I very much like the idea of it.
Yeah.
And I want to... If it's cool, I want people to know about it. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool bonus content like us talking about Boss Baby for 6 minutes.
We know you've been clamoring for it. Now it's here.
You asked for it.
The Hey Jake and Josh Boss Baby extravaganza.
Neither of us have seen Boss Baby.
No. This is all based. Our whole discussion for 6 minutes was, what the fuck is Boss Baby about? And I don't think we ever figured it out.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It's a very detailed Wikipedia article, though. And we'll talk about that more in the past.
Soon ago.
That's all for the preamble stuff. We do have at least one email, maybe more. Been a minute since I've checked.
Let me just scroll through the reviews while you're doing that.
Yeah. So we got a couple emails. First off is from Jade. She says, hey, guys, you are all kinds of silly. Thank you.
or maybe just you wait.
You're welcome. You had a very important canon question about astronomers' wigs. They are indeed wigs per canon. It falls off during a battle in a future fight.
Oh.
It's also semi-canon that she pretty much wore the purple one the entire time before meeting the Rangers. At least there are flashbacks where she's wearing that one. So there you go. They are wigs. The last one you were confused about, to me, looked like a dark gray / slate gray wig. Almost black, but not. I think that's the steel wool.
That's the steel wool one, which she's still wearing in this episode.
She still wears this episode. Also, yes, some of them have random strings of decoration. Like, honestly, Christmas decoration things that one would put on trees. Colored strings, typically with stars. To be honest, that choice is probably because the purple is the cheapest. I owned one myself. It was $7. Talk to you later, Jade.
So that makes sense. The purple one does look like a cheap, crappy wig.
All right, just give it a break. Give that wig a break, please.
No, it's the worst wig on the list.
It's on your list. Not on my list. What about my list, Josh?
You didn't make it a segment.
I didn't. You're right. So next up is from Ryuchi. It says, hey, guys, I am officially caught up, so I figured I'd shoot you another email. Specifically, the Power Rangers movie novelization.
Okay.
Which I'm
excited
about.
Is there different stuff in there?
Well, buckle up. Since I work at a library, I am reviewing it there. I figured I'd share my impressions with you guys, too. See the movie instead.
Solid review.
I'm curious who made the decision to make a PG-13 movie, a novelization for kids grade 3 to 7 instead of a teen book. Quite a bit seemed to get cut to the detriment of the story. Also, Trini's possible bisexuality / homosexuality.
Excuse you. It's Trini?
Trini. Sorry. Again, Trini. Sorry. Completely cut. Granted, junior novels can be a bit of an iffy read for adults anyway, but when they have to cut pieces of a teen movie to age it down, that's a little too far. So there you have it. Save that hour of your time. So apparently you can read it in an hour.
Oh, it's a Goosebumps book.
It's a Goosebump. While talking about the Power Rangers movie-ish, I will add that I am autistic myself, and except that for a few parts, they seem to handle Billy really well. I've only read the novelization so far, planning on seeing the movie come Easter since I work 6 days a week. That's rough. So I'll have to follow up after seeing the movie, but yep, Billy behaves pretty similar to me, and it was honestly pretty cool to see. So I have to give them kudos for that. Before we go on, I'm glad.
Yeah, me too. Because that was one thing that, like, I was worried about but didn't know about it. Like, I wasn't sure if I needed to be worried about it.
Yeah.
It was just like, I hope they handle it well because, like, we don't need this to be handled wrong.
Right, yeah. Especially
with, like, as weird as Dean Israelite has been about the movie, I was just like, I don't, oh God, okay, yeah, I'm glad they're trying it, I hope they do good.
My problem with Billy, and if you haven't seen the movie, you probably listened to our episode on it, which you shouldn't, if you have not seen the movie, it's an entire spoiler.
Yeah.
My problem with Billy is that he is written very inconsistently. They set up his character, and in the novelization, they might get it back on, like, it might be, you know, more consistent, but they set up his character really cool, and then they walk it back a lot just to make jokes, which goes against, like, the fourth thing that he says in the movie. Like, when he lays out his character, he specifically says this one thing, and then they keep going back on that against it for the rest of the movie. And it's like, I don't know why you did that. It would be very easy not to, especially because you have Zach right there. If you want to give somebody the jokes, if you want to make them a joke mule, Zach is right there. You can do that for Zach. And honestly, Zach could also have been written a lot better, or maybe just edited better. If they would have put one scene earlier in the movie before I decided I didn't like him, that would have been better. But anyway, but at the end of the day, I don't have autism. I don't there's no one very close to me that has it, so I'm not very familiar with it. So, like, as long as people who have autism are cool with it, then, like,
right,
what do I matter? You know, like, then just throw my opinion in the garbage. Like, if you're cool with it, then that's good. Then
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Glad.
If you're cool with it, then they did the job.
Yeah, then, and that's like, all I'm asking for, is that they do the job right.
Yeah, because
you don't have to not.
I want somebody who is autistic to look at Billy and see the way that Billy is portrayed on the screen and go, this is good.
Yeah.
And if that happens, which it seems to be, like, this,
I haven't
this is
heard,
not the first that
yeah,
I've heard
I have
this.
Not heard anything bad from the autistic community about it. So, like,
yeah.
That's good. I just wish it was a little more consistent. Because
right.
that's what I can come at it from, is like the technical standpoints. Finally, I'm curious, since the movie wasn't quite as bad as you expected, I'm wondering if you look back at the merch / concept art, etc., in a different light now. I mean, bad products are bad products, and I've basically agreed with your opinions thus far, but approaching them with a pessimistic outlook doesn't make them look any better. Like I said, just curious.
I can say that having set the Power Rangers toy, like, focal end cap at Target.
Yeah.
I am intimately familiar with the Power Rangers
toys.
Yeah,
and I worked out toys, and I put out a lot of Power Rangers, so I've seen it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot.
As much as I did like the movie, and as much as I see what you're saying, those toys are still cheap and don't look good.
Yeah, there's two sets of, like, the smaller action, I don't know how tall they are, like the 6-inch action figures.
Yeah, I think so.
There's two sets of them. There's one where they just, like, stand there and do nothing, and there's one where they are in action poses,
yeah.
And they look kind of goofy. I don't like the suit design, but it looks a lot better in the movie than
it does
anywhere else. Especially that early concept art where, like, the girls had, like, these, like, weird giant boob plates and
yeah.
high heels. And I don't know if they had high heels on in the movie. It didn't look like it.
Yeah, you couldn't really tell. There were no close-ups of their feet and everything was going
so
fast.
Yeah, and they were only Power Rangers for 5 minutes. And half that time was in Zords.
Right.
So yeah, a lot of that I still don't like. But knowing where it ends up, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Zords look fine in the movie. I don't know why they had to give the Mastodon 8 legs. That's just me.
It makes it better for
yeah.
terrain
also,
traveling.
Also, one quick note. He does say, like, oh, they took the form of the most powerful animals on Earth,
mm-hmm.
or beings on Earth. And so when the Zords formed, dinosaurs reigned supreme. But, like, a couple of those dinosaurs did not hang out.
Yeah,
they were,
I don't know.
Millions of years apart.
I don't know the exact time periods for each of these animals. Some of them aren't, two of them are not dinosaurs.
No, not even at all.
I know that the mammals and, like, the T-Rex probably weren't near each other. But that is also Power Rangers, so I'm glad they kept it and didn't try to, like, figure it out. They were just
right.
like, no, just say that it took the most powerful form. Like, that's what Power Rangers is, just say it.
Yeah.
They kept all the goofy stuff.
They did.
Her name is still Rita Repulsa. They're still called
buddies. That's dumb, too, I think. But they didn't, like, they talk about the principal, and they didn't even name drop Kaplan. Like, it's weird little things where they're like, it's gotta be Rita Repulsa, but we are not gonna look at anything
yeah.
else.
And also throw Bulk and Skull in the garbage for some reason?
Yeah, let's have a bully named Cole Wallace. Come on. Anyway, those are minor things. So,
yeah, we can stop talking about the movie. We've already done that for over an hour.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the email. I was wondering about the novelization specifically, so I'm glad someone read it, and I didn't have to.
Oh, just so you know, because I know, like, you're clamoring for it now.
Yeah.
There is a Boss Baby Junior novelization.
What is it, like,
if you
want to
read Boss Baby in 30 minutes, we've got you covered at Target.
Is it one of those, like, corrugated cardboard?
No, it's a full,
it's
like
a book?
Paperback, like, Goosebumps style paperback book.
Once there was a baby who
was
the boss.
The boss.
I don't know. I have to see the movie now.
He either ran a company or just was the baby, so it was the boss of his
parents.
So
he bossed everybody around. It made it seem like it was a story being told by Tobey Maguire. I don't know.
Tobey Maguire, he's a grown-up boss baby. Now he's just the boss.
He's just... No, he was the boss baby's older brother, I think. I don't
know. Oh, he's the former boss baby.
He used to be the boss baby. He was usurped by the new boss baby, who's, as far as I can tell, his name is Boss Baby. Anyway, last email, because we're 500 hours into this podcast.
I can't handle this.
It's from Dowd about this episode. He said, hey, guys, four things I wanted to get in before you recorded the episode. One, I swear one of the Tangos is outside the bar on Onyx holding a Beetleborg weapon. I did not know Zatangas. I did not know it's a Beetleborg weapon.
I wasn't looking super hard either, though.
We'll talk about that when we get there. Then there is three other things. One of them I can say now. The other two I'm going to save for when they come up. So apparently Darkonda's appearance is... Apparently Darkonda's appearance is partially based on Freddy Krueger.
See, I was wondering, and let's just... We can talk about the beginning of this episode a little bit right now.
Yeah.
Because it starts with Andros having a nightmare about Darkonda.
Yeah.
So I immediately was like, is this like a Freddy Krueger kind of episode thing? Because Darkonda definitely is like talking to Andros.
Yeah.
In the present, but is in his dream.
Right.
It's very weird.
From the past. His dream of the past.
Yeah.
That is also a movie.
Yeah. That you can watch from any camera
angle. Any camera angle. As many as you need. We'll get there. That makes a lot of sense. And I think his face... reminds me of Darkonda.
Yeah, and he is wrapped in like bacon that looks like it could be burned flesh.
Yeah, and his now that you mention it, his voice does sound kind of like he does have the same like mannerisms of like I'm gonna make a bad joke and
well, no, he can only move so much in that giant rubber suit.
So like I can actually see that. And then while on the topic of TJ, there was a panel I saw where Selwyn Ward said that instead of giving him a muscle suit to make him better match his double, they had to give his double one. TJ is too ripped.
He's too jacked.
He needed a muscle butt suit. His double did. I think this settles it. TJ forever has the muscles and the power, and no one could take it from him.
No way.
I don't know about the power, but muscles in a walk.
For sure. You can see his abs through his shirt all the time.
All the time.
They're such good abs.
All right. Without any further ado, are you ready, Josh?
Yes. Hit me with it, boss baby.
We start off on Andros having a nightmare, like we just talked about.
Yeah.
And it's of Darkonda, and
they're fighting. He's morphed, and they're, like, fighting.
This is from the last episode.
Is it? Because this is not dialogue that I remember.
I'm pretty sure.
Because Darkonda's like, you know, don't you remember me? We met long ago or something like to that effect.
Maybe that was the episode
before. I don't remember
them
ever like talking like this before.
I remember this. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Because this is the part where I was like, that's Darkonda now talking to Andros in his dream.
I feel like this was just a flashback. But okay, it could also feel like that, though.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Again, it's been a couple weeks since we saw the last two episodes.
Yep.
So, you know, memories being what they are, us being who we are, things are going to fall through the cracks. So he wakes up, and there's Creepo Deca being like, it was okay, Andros, it was just a dream. I've been watching you all night, you were dreaming.
I was watching you sleep, you were having a bad dream. I didn't wake you up out of it, I just watched it happen.
Well, I've heard you're not supposed to wake people up out of bad
dreams. I've heard you're not supposed to wake people up out of anything. I don't know how much of that is true.
Here's the thing.
Like, if you wake up a sleepwalker, they could go into shock.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's wrong. Okay, let me preface this. I'm not a doctor. I do not know anything.
I feel like that's a Hollywood construct.
There might be a basis for it. I don't want to poo-poo it out of hand. But my little brother did used to sleepwalk a lot, but he wouldn't be like 100%. He would be in this weird liminal, like,
yeah,
like I am asleep but can be tricked. Because he was just like
right for the pranking.
He would just come out into the living room and be like, buddy, what are you doing? And he'd be like, yeah. And we're like, no, you have to go to bed. It's very late. You're a kid. You're a child. You need to go to bed. And you're like, okay. And then he would just like turn him around and get him back to bed.
Before you go, though, can you get me a cup of water? He just like becomes your servant for a minute.
I don't feel like if he did, it would be like he would take water and pour it. And have
like onto the floor.
And also have a cup, but the twain would never meet. So I don't know about waking people up out of dreams. But that anyway, Deca's just like, these are teenagers and this is their private rooms. And Deca's just like, hey buddy, just checking up on you all night. That was a bad dream.
Maybe she wasn't watching him the whole time. Maybe she picked up on his elevated heart rate and just like switched over.
Andros, your legs were kicking a little bit and that's a bad dream sensor.
Yeah, it looks like you were running in your sleep like a dog. Like, are you okay?
Sometimes that could be good, though. They could just be running free. I don't know.
Or just, like, catching a nice frisbee.
Yeah. Catch a nice frisbee sometimes. Everyone, stop what you're doing. Just go catch a nice frisbee.
It's been too long.
It's been a long time. Ask yourself, when's the last time you caught a nice frisbee?
Check with the Boss Baby before you go. You don't want to get in trouble.
Boss Baby has been a pox on this podcast.
I will stop shoehorning in Boss Baby references, but if they come up naturally, they're coming out.
That's how it is. So it's later, he like gets a shirt. Also, can we talk about his jam jams for a second?
It's like a tight turtleneck.
It's like a short turtleneck. It might just be his shirt.
He might have just taken his jacket off, so he's got his tight undershirt and his undos on.
And yeah, is it like a onesie situation? Is what I want to know. So he comes out to the main deck, and the rest of them are there, and TJ and Cassie are like, hey, we're going to go to the Dagobah system and check out a planet.
Now, Dagobah is either a system or a planet
from Star Wars. It's a planet. This is also in Dad's email. It says, TJ and them are going to meet Yoda? Because in case you didn't know, Dagobah is where Yoda hides out. Okay. That's like the swamp planet.
I'm glad that's not, like, I didn't mishear that. That's definitely what they said was Dagobah.
Dagobah. Well, TJ said it fast.
He did.
In the
fast and loose, just do
it. Yeah, Dagobah.
We're going to the Dagobah system.
Dagobah system. Okay, bye. We'll see you soon ago.
And then they just rushed out because he's like, I said it wrong. I know, yeah, I did. Just like, get out of here. Cassie, come on. We have to go to Dagobah.
We gotta go to Dagobah. We have to go now.
We gotta go to Dragonborn right now.
We can't stay here any longer. So they all leave to go check out Dagobah, or a planet in the Dagobah system.
Sure.
And Anders like sits down because he didn't sleep good, so he's not going, I guess. And he takes out the disc that has, you know, his memory of the home movie of his sister's kidnapping.
And he he sits down and plugs it in because he just wants to be sad today.
He just wants to see it when he was a boss baby.
So there's like three, he's in this weird like multi monitor computer where there's like, not on the sides, but like to his diagonals and straight ahead, there's monitors. And on the one to his right is a totally different angle. This one from behind the bush.
Yeah, it's like I feel like it is pulled from his brain, but
it can't be because he wasn't over there.
Yeah, I don't, like, we're not supposed to think about it.
It doesn't make any sense.
We're not supposed to
think about it. You're right, but it's definitely just Darkonda's butt running behind the bush with Caron.
And he, like, definitely figures it out because he looks angry, and then we cut to the theme song.
He says Darkonda.
Oh, did he? I missed that part. He definitely figured it out then.
And you can clearly see that it's Darkonda. Yeah.
So we come back from the theme song, and he's like, I'm going to Onyx. And Deka's like, you can't, it's prohibited. It's a bad place. It's a prohibited place. And he's like, you didn't see me leave, Deka.
Yeah, you don't know where I'm going. Get it?
And she's like, Onyx is prohibited. Onyx is prohibited. Onyx is prohibited. Like, you've never done this before, Deka.
He throws his arm out and jumps down the poop chute.
Yeah, and he jumps.
It goes out to Onyx.
And
Megaship poops him right out into Onyx.
He goes down. It's a red planet with a yellow Saturn ring around it.
Mm-hmm.
They probably have a name. I just call it a Saturn ring.
It's rings.
It's just a ring?
Yep.
Because the rings of Saturn.
Right.
It's not
submission
just the Saturn rings of Saturn.
Performed by Perry Saturn.
Yes. And now, Neville.
Yes. The rings of Neville.
Yeah. And then also Triple H at WrestleMania.
He did, didn't he? That's weird.
That was gimmick infringement city. That whole night. Anyway, so we see a Wild West saloon, and there's a bunch of old monsters. Apparently, there's a Tenga holding a Beetleborg weapon. I didn't see a Tenga.
I didn't either.
I was too focused.
If it was outside, I wasn't paying attention yet, but Dr. Octor Octavius comes out.
He walks by. That's what I noticed.
Saloon,
and then I was like, oh, that's an old suit. There's got to be a lot of old suits in here. We go inside. Boom. There's the Rastafarian ape. Right next to...
He's playing the Monster Mash on the piano.
He's doing a Monster Mash at the Monster Mash Saloon. There's like a sexy lady with a creepy alien head. Like a gray head.
There's one that I don't remember. I don't think it's one that we saw. His head is just a hammer.
I don't remember that one. There's just like a straight up dinosaur.
Like, yeah, it's like that T-Rex costume that you see all the funny videos on.
It was like a person suit, but then like a... photorealistic, as best we can tell.
Sure.
Like Pachycephalosaurus.
Oh yeah, like a Pachycephalosaur.
Pachy.
You know,
like the bald ones.
Yeah,
with
the
like
bald
the
ones that ram their heads and everything. I love those guys.
Those guys. Just like a perfectly regular that dinosaur head. And I don't think that's been on Power Rangers.
No. And there were some that were definitely just dudes that they threw costumes on. Like, they're original monsters. Especially
just like
at
pieces together at the poker table
at
later.
At the poker table.
The space poker. Spoker.
Yeah. Where everything has a weird Z name.
Yeah.
I have one Z lot. Well, I have two Zitars.
And I have a Xenolar. Cheater, no!
It could have just been car. Guys, you're literally in an Old West.
But here's the thing, it's a
saloon.
Space.
Yeah, but like outside are signs that say restaurant and bank.
Well,
and like
it's
so
a
they have circle
bank.
Cards with triangles on them that
yes.
all mean Zeltars.
If I've learned anything from science
they didn't
fiction,
even make the joke that one of them was a Zoltar, which was like Zordon's first name, that weird throwback
well,
to the
no.
unaired pilot.
They're not going that deep in the paint. Darkonda goes upstairs to harass a man about getting some steroids.
Yeah.
And this guy opens the door, and it's a little person, and they are like a goblin, supposed
they're
to be sort of.
Monster.
They're like
he
a
has
monster
a,
person.
He has a goatee and pointy ears.
And so Darkonda, because this is a little person, has to pick them up.
Yeah.
He picks him right up, and he's like, give me a strength potion or else.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm closed. He's like, no, give me strength.
And
like
lifts
him up. He's
like,
oh, I'm going to get you.
And he pushes him, and he's like, all right, I may have one. And so the man goes inside. We never get a name or a descriptor or anything. I'm calling him the alchemist because that's kind of what he feels like to me.
He's the potion man.
Yeah, he's the potion keeper.
He's got all your bad potions.
Yeah. And so he goes in to his like room, and Clippy's there. And Clippy's like, here's the trick potion. Give him the trick potion. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. Then Clippy picks him up. He's like, you better, I swear to God.
Yeah, he's like, don't tell anybody. He's yelling. Darkonda's outside
like
the open
feet
door.
Away. The door is open.
And Clippy picks him up. He's like, don't ever tell anyone I was here.
Don't tell
anyone
me.
And like throws him out
door was
the
here.
Door.
So the man comes out. The alchemist comes out. And he's like, here's your potion. And Darkonda like opens the door and walks in because he heard Ecliptor,
yeah,
I guess.
We do get a cool shot of Ecliptor just backing into the shadow, and he just totally
disappears
into it.
It's pretty baller. And he's like, all right. And he takes the strength potion.
It's a very Batman-like exit.
Yeah, he was pretty... Did Christopher Nolan watch this episode and was like, that's my Batman?
He's like, Ecliptor is my Batman.
That's my Batman. Because that's how Batman does his detecting. It's a lot of punches and a lot of threatening.
Yeah, just like, he's the best detective because he beats the answers
yeah,
out of everybody.
Everyone wants you to stop hitting him. Like, stop hitting me, please, Batman.
Where's Rachel? Don't swear to God, swear to me. Where is she?
DK walks downstairs. I call him DK in my notes. So
DK?
Yeah.
Donkey Kong.
Dark. He's back. We already made the joke.
Donkey Kong is here.
So,
they did and by they, I mean Grant Kirkhope, who did the music for Yooka-Laylee and also like Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
And also DK64. They did a Yooka-Laylee rap to like the same beat.
Did they?
I bet it's real awful and I need to listen to it.
I kind of have to hear it. That comes out tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, I've heard weirdly negative. Like people don't like it because it does what it said it was going to, which is weird. It was like, it's like Banjo-Kazooie. I don't like that anymore.
Well, yeah, it's called Yooka-Laylee.
But it was literally like, we're going to make a game like that on a new system. And then people are like, I wish this game wasn't like that. No
Nerds.
One, like, tempered their expectations going in, I guess.
I guess. I would still like to try it. Like,
yeah,
check it
me
out.
Too.
So anyway, Darkonda comes down. He's like, hey, let me in this card game. And then Andros, who is now dressed in his sweet velour bathrobe with a hood. And it's a face mask this time.
Yeah.
It's not just like a hood that he's hoping that's like over his head too far. He's like, yeah, I also want to play space poker. So he sits down, they start playing space poker for I guess 45 minutes. It was a long time.
That's the thing. It's all one hand.
You play one hand of space poker.
And
I thought,
because Darkonda gets the potion, comes down and sits at the poker table. Because one guy lost and immediately got up. And Darkonda just like immediately sits down. And I thought he was going to bet the strength potion. But instead he just drops like a blue crystal.
He's like, here's my buy-in.
Or jewel. I think that's what it is. Because like that weird guy with like the...
The Mad Max.
He's got like a weird mask and like some
hair.
And,
yeah.
It's just like weird... armor.
Some face paint.
He looks like a Gerudo, but if a Gerudo was a monster man.
Yeah. It's like if there was like a post-apocalyptic Mad Max influenced Zelda.
This would be Ganondorf.
This would be Ganondorf. Yeah.
And he's like 2 jewels. And I guess the color doesn't matter for the
no,
value.
No, it's just like any kind will do you.
I think everyone just starts throwing like weird stuff in. Darkondo's like, I got a pearl necklace.
Yeah, and then he's like, I don't have, you know, he had like, this guy had like 1 jewel left, and he's like, I bet these key cards. And they're like, these are useless key cards.
This weird skeleton that's like 80% teeth. It's yeah. Like, those are worthless.
And he's like, I got them off Eltar from Zordon, probably. They're probably worth something. And then Darkonda is like, plays his whole hand right there. He's like, they're priceless. Like, whoa, man.
Take all my jewels.
You could have like got them for free if you were like, they're probably worth 8. Here's 8 jewels. Give me those and I'll leave. But so Anders buys into. So they go through their whole. He's like, I have 3 Zendalar, and I have, or I have 3 Zenar. I have 3 Zendalar. I have 3 Zentos. 8 Zento or whatever.
And then I have 1 Mentos the Fresh Maker. I win the poker.
I win space poker. And
so they're also circles. Did we say that the cards are circles?
Well, I was saying that before, and then I got cut off, and I don't remember why. But if I've learned anything from sci-fi, is that space cards are circles.
Here's the thing about that. I feel like cards are rectangles because they're easy to handle.
Well, yeah.
Whereas those circles would be like rolling off your hand. Like shuffling those is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But they're spacey.
Ooh.
Futuristic.
Surprised they weren't just like playing holographic chess where the pieces kill each other.
Well, they can't afford holographic chess.
There's a lot of CG in this episode.
Exactly.
Though.
They can't spend any more money on chess.
You're right.
So Anders wins. Mad Max says that he cheated. And Anders like just beats him up and takes his gun. And is like, no, you cheated.
Yeah, you're lucky I'm in a good mood today.
So he walks up to the bar. Darkonda comes up and is like, hey, let me buy those key cards off you. He's like, I'm looking for information. Maybe we can do a trade. And so he basically asks about KO-35. And then Darkonda is like, ah, that place sucks. It's been abandoned forever.
Yeah, he's like, give me information on KO-35. And Darkonda's like, okay, give me the key cards. So Andrew sighs the key cards over, and Darkonda starts with like, it's got like trees and lakes.
It's like trees and lakes.
And I thought
it's
he was just
crappy.
Gonna say like, it's a landscape, and then leave, yeah. But he does say a little more.
He's like, last time I was there, right before the whole place was abandoned, I did a job. I had to steal this girl. I kidnapped this girl when she was playing with her brother. And he's like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, nothing else is there. I took anything that was worth anything.
Andros gets so mad that he crushes the cup, the
he
smoky
does.
Cup that his onyx juice is in.
Yeah, 2 onyx juice, please. He did drink some of
he
it.
He did.
So it's not poison.
That's
good to know.
It's not like a monster exclusive beverage.
Yeah. So he turns around and is like, whatever happened to the girl? He's like disguising his voice a little bit. And Darkonda's like, oh, she's fine. You'll never believe where she is. And turns around and sees the morpher. And the jig is up.
Mm-hmm.
And they start
a
fight.
Yeah. So what did you say my name was? I didn't.
I did.
Let me take a guess, Red Ranger.
Red Ranger.
And then they like swashbuckle
they
up
do.
The stairs. It's awesome.
It's pretty rad.
The whole time this was happening, I was like, I kind of wish that this evil town was on a pirate ship now.
Right? I was, when I was watching them sword fight up a saloon, I was like, man, I wish this was a whole show.
Yeah.
Where is the show about this? Power Rangers season 45 or whatever is next.
Take us to Onyx, the monster planet.
Yeah.
And just put like a sitcom there. Can like Octor Octavius be friends with Mad Max Ganon?
And he's like, he likes that singer who sounds
yeah,
like
the
Harley
weird
Quinn,
alien.
But has an alien head. What's going on there? They start fight up the stairs and like Anders gets demasked and he like pickpockets the cards back from Dark Lifter. No, that's
nope, just Darkonda.
Just Darkonda.
Just the one this time.
There's just so many dark prefixes. It's too many. So he calls the Galaxy Glider and jumps off of a balcony and like lands, runs out.
He jumps off a balcony, like swings on the chandelier. All of the monsters don't stop him.
Well, no, because they're just like bad dudes. They're not like.
But they also know he's a Power Ranger.
Right. And they know that when you go up against a Power Ranger, if you're a monster, you die.
You die. You're right.
So maybe they're like, ah, this is Arcanda's. He's a jerk anyway. We'll let him deal with it.
Yeah.
So then he morphs and jumps onto his Gauss glider. And there's like this huge dogfight chase all around town. And I think this town they use again in the Movie Madness episode of Time Force.
Okay.
And that episode, those two episodes
in that episode, in that episode, did you happen to notice if they had a restaurant or bank?
No, I didn't.
There was another one, and I can't remember. It might have just been store or something.
General store. Sheriff. And then, of course, the saloon. Andros is being chased by one, because Quantrons, like, give chase and get in their Velocifighters. So one is following him. One is coming directly at him. So he jumps off his galaxy glider, does a flip over one, lands back on his galaxy glider just in time for the two Velocifighters to crash into each other and explode. It's pretty awesome.
It is.
Brooklyn in Gargoyles did that a lot. He would trick two robots into ramming into each other.
Yeah.
He did it so often that at one point he says, you'd think they'd stop falling for that after a while. He gets back on the ship, on the Astro Omega ship, mm-hmm. and I was like, hey, where were you? And he's like, I ran into Darkonda, and I found these key cards, and they might be from Eltar. And he hands them to Alpha, and Alpha goes to check them. And then Darkonda just appears on screen, because again, there's no, like, anything. It's just like, here's, transmission comes to us, and we have to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Dekka is just, like, transmission coming as yeah. soon as it pops up on the screen. There's no vetting. It just comes out.
Darkonda's like, if you want to know what happened to your sister, you give me those key cards, and then ends transmission. And they're like, I think it's Ashley, is like, is he the one that kidnapped your sister? And he's like, yeah. And that's when Alpha's like, these key cards are from Eltar. Like, these are the genuine article.
Right, and so instead of, like, scanning them or, like, reading any downloading data anything, or anything, he just takes them and goes to give them yeah. to Darkonda.
This will not come up again this episode.
Nope. I don't think. No, they still, at the end of the episode, the Rangers still have the key cards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
As far as I know. He goes to leave, and the others go with him, which I think is a really great moment.
Yeah.
Because there's like this like 1 second of him being like, I have to do this. And they don't even like hesitate or tell him like, there's no like, we're coming with you. No. They just like.
Yeah, they just get in the elevator with him.
And they go with him. And it's pretty awesome. It's like. They're a team now.
Yeah.
It took some time, but they did it. They're a team. So they go down to the planet, which I think is KO-35, but it might also be the saloon planet, Onyx.
It's not Onyx, because Onyx had a like a red-orange filter over it.
But I feel like that's this the one, planet that was still up.
This one definitely does not have a filter. And also, that one's in like a forbidden thing. So Andros went to that planet. Dekka's not necessarily near that planet.
Okay.
And by Dekka, I mean the Astro Mega yeah. ship.
Is okay, because it's a prohibited planet. What does that even mean? They are like space cops.
Yeah, well if you go to that planet and the Blue Centurions find out, you go to space jail.
You go to space jail.
It's prohibited.
That's a bad place to go.
That brings up a good question. Prohibited by who?
By whom? And for what reason? Like, it's just like a saloon.
Well, for
monsters.
What reason is it's obviously like an in the evil jurisdiction of planets.
But does that mean that everyone who is already there is prohibited from being there? Like, are all those monsters
no,
also?
I feel like it's.
Do they not
apply
the same
there's
rules?
Like, there's like the Dark Spectre, like monster population.
There's bad and guys and good guys.
They have their own planets, the bad guy planets. And then the Power Rangers are prohibited from going to the bad guy. It's like a truce thing. Like, hey, you can fight us out like in space or whatever, but these planets are safe. You can't come here and fight
okay,
us.
Okay, so is it kind of like when a bad guy comes to Earth, we can kill them. We can shoot them with our giant robots
because
and
Zordon
murder them.
Didn't add Earth to the prohibited
it's not on
list.
The treaty. But like let's just say like it is. Like there it's on the treaty. So if a bad guy, then like you can be killed, like and no repercussions. And if a good guy goes to a bad guy planet, they can be killed, no repercussions.
Right.
But if there's like a neutral planet, it's just like whatever. Kill who you want. I guess.
Yeah.
The space laws are very complicated, is what I'm saying.
I think it was just to sell, like, this is a dangerous place.
It's a bad place. It's got a saloon.
It's literally an old West town.
I love that.
I do too.
I love that because it's
so
dumb.
But also, it doesn't make any sense in space
it's not even
for monsters to hang out in the old West.
Power Rangers, everybody. So on the planet, they, like, confront Darkonda, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to kill you right after I drink these steroids. And he,
and drinks a strength potion.
Yeah, that's just Power Rangers for steroids.
Yeah.
So he drinks his strength potion, and he becomes the Flash. Lightning starts sparking around him. He runs super fast. Does that, like, run between them and so fast that you can only see, like, the lightning trail?
Yeah, but he is just a graphic.
Yeah. It's like, hits all the Power Rangers. He lightning blasts them in a minute. He basically just, like, whoops on them for a couple minutes because he's got this strength potion. But then the potion starts going bad, and he starts leaking gack.
He's just gacking all over himself.
He's got gack coming out of his sleeves, gack coming out of his pants.
This dude is just oozing machismo.
No, I don't think that. Oozing, yes. I don't think he's Scott Hall.
No.
I would love to see Scott Hall fight this dude.
Just hit him with a razor's edge.
That would be great. But, like, peak Scott Hall.
Yeah.
We're talking, like, Razor Ramon just before he leaves for WCW / early WCW.
Yeah,
Scott
like
Hall.
Just showed up in a Canadian tuxedo on Nitro.
You know Scott why Hall. I'm. You know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here.
He's a bad guy.
I want the you want a war that Scott Hall fighting and literally any monster from Power Rangers. Please and thank you. So he's gacking. He runs away. And he's, like, stumbling, and I don't know why. I'm going to let you go. You look like you have something to say.
I was going
to
say, because I don't know if you're going in the same direction, but there's one point, because he teleports away to, like, this weird underground
a parking
tunnel.
Garage, yeah.
And he's, like, stumbling and walking down it, but he's got his legs crossed like he's got to pee, right?
Yes. See,
he is peeing ooze.
Yeah. I read that as, like, take away the sound, put the Footloose song up. Because he puts his knees together, but it's kind of a dance move. And then he drops to the ground, and he slams his fists on the ground, just like Kevin Bacon does in Footloose.
Gotta cut loose.
Like,
Footloose.
I don't remember the song he did where he did the whole dance in the warehouse, but, like, that song, but Darkonda. Like, that's all I could think about during this.
I just thought he looked like he had to pee.
He definitely looked a little bit like he was doing a pee-pee dance. So then Clippy shows up. He's like, oh, whoever did this to me, I'll kill him. And then
he's like, I will find you. And then a Clipper just walks around a corner. He's like, you don't have to.
I'm here, bro. And I did this to you. You've been pranked. And then a Clipper just leaves. And then DK's like, I don't know why. I wrote DK on my notes because
every
just
time you say that, I start the rap. You can't do that.
Darkonda. Like, just grows. He's like, no! And then he grows and bursts through this parking structure.
Is this like a Hulk situation where he just got so mad that he grew stronger?
I feel like the strength potion was tainted in such a way that made it so he couldn't. He kept getting strong and he's too strong.
His body couldn't handle it, so it started melting.
It starts melting, and then he grows, and he's got antlers and crap coming out of him.
He does just have bones sticking out of him everywhere.
It's pretty awesome. It looks pretty awesome to me. It's a great.
This is now the third form of Darkonda that we've seen.
Which I feel like this also happens a couple more times because I remember my last watch through being like, man, Darkonda has a lot of also suits. Like, just a lot of like, here's me if I was Clippy. Here's me if I was an antler. Here's me if I was a boss baby.
He's got a little tiny suit on. Big head.
He just came home from a hard day at work at the baby office.
Laying down and pooping? What is this movie about?
Puppies. Making forever puppies as far
genetically
as...
genetically engineering dogs that don't grow up.
That's a horrible idea. Anyway, so...
That's what Boss Baby is about.
So they call the swords. And then they make the Megazord, and they get right to the Delta Astro Megazord because they know what they're about at this point. There's a Zord fight. It's pretty, like, huge. Like, the Zord fight goes on for the rest of the episode.
It does take a while.
It's a pretty big thing. We cut to the Dark Fortress for, like, a second, where Astronema comes in and sees Darkonda.
Is this the only time we see Astronema this episode?
Yeah. This is the only time we see her. And she comes in, she's like, "Is that Darkonda? What's going on?" And Clippy's just there like, "I told you he sucked. Look at him.
Yeah, I told you he can't be trusted." But he's like a giant wrecking a city.
Yeah. There seems to be no one in, which is why I thought this was KO-35.
You might be right. I think it might be, because he asked about KO-35, so it makes sense that Darkonda would go there and like rub his face in
and
it.
And it's also like where the Sentai footage lives.
Yeah. What did you mean by, like, "I told you we can't be trusted," when he's just fighting the Power Rangers?
Yeah, that's like just what bad guys do.
He's not, like, on Onyx killing Quantrons and monsters. He's fighting Astronema's enemies.
Yeah, maybe it's
in his strongest so far form.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Clipper didn't have anything bad to say about him, but needed to say something bad about him.
It was a good plan until Darkonda grew.
Yeah.
And then it was like, "Oh, you did him a favor, Clippy. Yeah, you screwed up.
Ah, crap. Ah, beans. We did it." So they are fighting, and they're not doing, the Power Rangers are not doing very well. So they try to do the flying power punch, and they shoot both fists at Darkonda, who had a trap card set, flips it over, it's Mirror Force, and it bounces that attack right back at them.
This is what everyone listening feels like when they don't get our references.
Yeah, it's a Yu-Gi-Oh. Scoop got it. And probably some others.
I'm sure some others did. Yeah. I did not. So I'm just sitting here with a smile. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trap card.
Mirror Force.
Is it a circle card with some triangles?
No.
Oh.
It's an Earth card. It's not a space card.
Oh, right.
So it blasts the fist back, punches the Delta Megazord in the face, basically. Then he laser blasts them. Or they laser blast him and it doesn't work?
I think he just laser blasted them.
I just wrote down laser blast. I didn't say from whom.
No, because then, shortly after this,
Andrew's losing power.
Yeah, Andrew's just starts running through energy terms. He's like,
"Yeah,
convert the power." He's like, "Channel the power to the converter, and we can
give
do an energy
auxiliary power,
spiral energy converter."
He says, "Like, yeah, like we can do an energy cyclone." And Darkonda just closes the distance between them and just is wailing on them. And they're like, "I'm out of power. Like, we have nothing."
Yeah,
to
he's
do.
Like, "Reroute the energy," whatever word I'm trying to find, and just can't get it.
I don't know.
It's like, "Reroute the energy to the converter." Ash is like, or maybe it was TJ. He's like, "I don't have any."
Ash is like, I'm out. I've done it all I had. I gave you everything I could. It's a very Star Trek, like, "I'm a doctor, not a, you know."
Yeah.
Like, or I guess a more appropriate would be like, "I've given her all I've got, Captain," or whatever.
What does that mean that Ashley is out of energy? What part of the Megazord now has no power?
The foot. No, Trini was a hand.
She was an arm.
So the arm.
The arm is just like
yellow is an arm
down
because they punch, but then they would put black at the other arm. But they were a foot in the movie. I don't know.
Nah.
Anyway, he gets the energy cyclone and he does it, and it's basically like he starts spinning and then turns into an energy cyclone. Exactly what you think it would be.
Yeah, they launch 10 miles into the air,
yeah,
and then come down spinning and swoop straight through Darkonda.
He falls and explodes,
but it's not like the confetti sparks explosion.
It's like fire.
It's like fire.
Yeah. And so they're like, "Yeah, we did it. We got him." And then he stands up and is like, oh no, Power Rangers.
Yeah.
You didn't get me." And Ash is like, "Oh, he stood up. This is, oh no. Oh no, this is bad." So then he starts like walking towards them and sheds a scale,
like a chunk of bacon skin falls off of him and then turns into its own monster
and grows into a sea anemone monster.
Sure.
Maybe it looks like a Malamar, the Pokemon.
It's not is it Malamar? Maybe I know what one you're talking about. It evolves from Inkay.
You flip Inkay upside down and get a Malamar.
Yes.
Maybe you get a different Pokemon.
I feel like there's a K in there.
Malcomar.
I don't know.
Calamar.
I honestly don't. I can't remember the name of that Pokemon.
I don't know.
Now.
I think it's Malamar, but I'm frequently wrong, so I don't know. And then those two start to beat up the Megazord. And the Megazord just loses power. So both of them run at the Megazord and start just punching it in the head, neck, and shoulder area. And it loses power. Like, it just, the lights shut off and that, like, red emergency light comes on.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're out of power. Oh no. And then the little one, who does not get a name, the Malamar.
Yeah.
Grabs the Megazord and throws it. And we get this, like, CGI shot of it, like, landing and skidding.
Like, down a street.
Down the street. And to be continued.
Yep.
Which is pretty crazy. Number one, that they did that shot. Because this is, like, 1998. The Matrix hasn't even come out yet.
There's a lot of CGI. I told you. There's this shot. There's the whole chase on Onyx.
That was much different CGI.
Yeah.
But it looked. It looks pretty good. So, Josh, you started, so I get to start this part. I'm going to say the best is the Rangers going with Andros.
I did like that, but my best is still the, like, fleshing out of this relationship between Darkonda and Ecliptor.
Yeah, man, that blood feud. Because
I really like that the baddies have depth.
Yeah. It's not just like, I'm Rito. I can't get anything right.
Yeah,
and I smell.
I'm such a klutz, but sometimes I'm a klutz in a good way.
Sometimes I'm based on, like, the dopest dude in Kaku Ranger. I don't know what happened. I don't know why they dropped the ball.
They
so looked. Bad.
They saw that guy and they were like, "Let's make him a goof."
What if he's a joke? Well, you did it. The worst I'm gonna say is I don't know.
I have one.
Okay, what is it? I think I can guess.
No, it's them not backing up or checking the key cards.
That's very bad.
And just being like, oh, they are from Eltar. Good. We better go put them in danger.
I thought you were going to say space poker.
I didn't love the space poker, but, like, the scene is fine.
My worst is just how long space poker took.
Yeah.
You could have trimmed that down
also,
a little bit.
Also, it could have just been regular.
No, it couldn't.
Josh. Everything else is not space, but the cards are.
That's the joke. That's the whole thing. It's like how in Firefly, they sometimes speak Chinese. Because it's like, what? This is a Western.
I do also really like, before we get to the MVP, I really like that, like, the roughneck baddie planet is the Old West, because there's nothing rougher than the Old West.
Oh, nothing. Yeah. Like, I say, like, the Wild West to mean no rules, so I like that they did that. The MVP, I'm going to say, is Clippy. I got
to
give it...
No, I can't give it to Clippy, because he had no plan. He tampered with a potion, but was like, I'm going to make him good?
He did have a plan, and I don't think he meant for him to grow. He meant for him to just be poisoned and die.
Was it Darkonda that just grew himself before?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
Is he was like, I'm getting too strong. I need to be bigger so I can handle
it. So I can control more power.
Maybe Clippy didn't account for that. If they had conveyed that in any way, other than him just spontaneously growing, that would have been cool.
I just think every time Clippy showed up, except for that one time where he's like, I told you couldn't trust him, which makes no sense.
Right.
Every time before that was like, ballin'. I mean, I didn't like him harassing the alchemist. I also didn't like that. That might also be my worst. It's like, we got to shake him.
He's little and easy to pick up. So make sure every time he's on screen, someone's lifting him up.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. But I did like how he's like one step ahead of Darkonda and he's actively trying to assassinate him at this point.
Yeah.
So that's who my MVP is.
I'm going to give the MVP to Darkonda in this episode because I feel like he just did good stuff. We got a lot of good, like, here is Darkonda in his natural habitat, and I think it was really cool to see. So I'm going to give it to him.
I think that might be three in a row for Darkonda from you for MVP.
He's a good bad guy.
At least two. He is a really good bad guy because he's a bad guy that we have not seen before, in any
way. He is a bad guy in the fact that he is definitely against the Power Rangers, but he's also only in it for himself.
Yeah, he's not like with the other bad guys. He's just, he's a bad guy all around.
He is Razor Ramon.
It's the bad guy. Versus the bad guy. Book it, Dano.
Machismo on a pole match. Razor Ramon wins that match.
You can put it on a pole, but it still just comes out of him. So that's it. That's going to do it for us for today. I didn't see. The next one is like the Rangers Mega Voyage.
I think that was it.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't have it pulled up anymore. So we'll see you on Monday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
You're going to need to hit me with all the information about this episode.